have finally entered into that sphere that we call the exosphere. I liken it to the verse that says in Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation unto them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life has made me free from the law of sin and death. Let me tell you something about freedom. Sometimes you have to fight to remain free. Amen. When you're set free, you know, the word says, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. There's a temptation or a snare to entangle you again with a yoke of bondage, an old mindset, an old order, an old habit or attitude. And it says, be not entangled again. Any soldier that warreth entangles not himself with the affairs of this world. In other words, you don't get entangled with it to where it's the primary motivation for your life. Amen. We serve in a kingdom. Amen. Jesus told him, if I was of this world, my disciples would fight. But he said, I'm of another kingdom. Amen. So tonight, we want to explore once again the exosphere. We talked about Sunday how all the laws change when we enter that sphere. It may not be instant, but they change. You're going to see that things are different. And some things are not known to you. It's a new dimension. It's something different. Let me say it this way. When we enter that sphere, which I believe we have as we progress through these dimensions, we become something we've never been. And now that takes an adjustment in your mind, because routine and, you know, familiarity will always try to arrest you again. So you're becoming something you've never been, and you're going to find yourself located in dimensions that you've never entered into before. Okay, it's a good thing because the Lord is with you. But it's a new territory. What's in essence, let me say this, what's happening is the deep is calling unto the deep. It's not shallow and superficial, it's the deep. Amen. The deep is now being offered to us through the vehicle of revelation. With a lesser revelation, you would not enter into that particular sphere. But now that it's been revealed to you and you've come through the fire, you're entering in. And I want to touch on some things tonight that are very important as we sojourn in this sphere. And I've entitled this tonight, The Pure Language. Let me say right now what one of the most important things in this sphere is going to be: the language you speak. Amen. In Isaiah 14, we see how quickly when Lucifer, if you'll get that for me, Isaiah 14 and verse 12, starting at verse 12. Here's the confrontation. God says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now, the Lord said, you've said in your heart. So now we understand in Matthew, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? So this, what was in his heart, manifested in words. He said in his heart, but he spoke it out. Let's get the next verse. I will ascend. He says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Okay, and we'll stop there for a minute. What I want you to see there is the warfare before any sword or anything was drawn. It was in words. I want you to see that. The enemy was saying what he was going to do, and God arrested him right away and said, thou shalt be cast into hell. It was over. On that particular warfare plane, you know, you can't be guessing, hesitating, in and out, up and down, uncertain. The enemy will get a place real quick because it's about words. Amen. You know, Proverbs says that we are snared. We get trapped by the words of our mouth. Amen. You may not sense it right away, but psychologically, when you put words out there that the devil can, you know, get a place or bring you in the bondage over, it may not happen instantaneously, but he got you. Like when he sowed the seed with Eve and she received it, he didn't have to get her right then. It came back when the seed was ripe. So we want to talk a little bit about the pure language. We are right now surrounded by a new dimension of activity. Amen. I'll say that again. In the sphere, the exosphere, we are surrounded by a whole other dimension, a new dimension of activity. It's not like the troposphere, the stratosphere, the mesosphere, or even the thermosphere. It's a whole nother set of laws. Okay? I want you to be real observant with that in your particular life, in your particular walk. Now, what's important here is not only to grasp, but to manage your thoughts and your language. It doesn't mean that there's not warfare here, because here is where you can either have total victory or you can be defeated. Just like the enemy on that warfare plane, the Lord said, thou shalt be cast into hell. Boom, it was over. It was over. Doom was sealed. He was saying what he was going to do, but the Lord arrested him right away with words. Okay? Now, look at somebody and tell them there's a new sound in the air. Tell them it's the sound of the kingdom coming forth in the earth realm. Now, along with that kingdom is a language. Just like with every new technology or every new move of something, there's a language. When technology advanced, there was a language that came with it. Back in the 70s, in the 60s, there was no such a thing as an email or an iPhone. You mean your phone, not iPhone. No such a thing, smartphone. So with the technology and the advancement came a terminology to define it. And so this is what we have to understand about the kingdom. You can identify kingdom people. It doesn't mean that they don't ever, you know, say anything out of order, but they seldom do, because they understand and they're citizens of a kingdom. And so they speak that language of that kingdom. Amen. See, we're not just here to be saved. We're here to advance the kingdom. And language, you know, back in the days of colonization, you know, this is why so many places speak the Queen's English or Dutch or French or Spanish, because they colonized. It wasn't the original language, but when they went in there and they dominated, they instilled, or let me say, imparted their language, so that their culture could be established. Amen? Okay. So now understanding that when we begin to understand that language is of vital importance, we start to have another perspective on our situations, on things around us. And instead of talking like you might have talked before, where you talked about just what you felt were facts, you stay with kingdom. Because you understand the significance of kingdom language. I want to show you something here that, and I touched on it before, but I want to go a little deeper with it. You know, language has two effects on people. It will either divide and destroy, or it will unite and empower. Language. See, this battle is not fought with, you know, grenades and, you know, F-15s and, you know, battleships and that. There's a warfare plane, and on that warfare plane, the battle is waged with words. Amen. That's why God has given us his word. Okay? Now, language. Language, a definition of it is the words, their pronunciations, and the methods of combining them, which is used and understood by a community. Words, their pronunciations, and the methods of combining them, which is used and understood by a community. A form or style of verbal expression. It's a system of signs, symbols, and rules, and we use them to carry information. Now, through language, apostolic dimensions are released into the earth. Let me say that again. Through apostolic language, apostolic dimensions are released into the earth. We have to rid ourselves of old traditional, I don't mean to sound critical here, but denominational stuff, you know, that you learn back in the old church. It might be cute and, you know, it might be, you know, something that we, you know, say here and there in jest. But in order to establish apostolic dimensions, there's got to be apostolic language. There's got to be a language that we speak. And the devil knows when we're speaking a certain language, you know, you suddenly become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. First of all, the gates of hell are not advancing. The gates are trying to keep us from advancing. But the church is advancing. We are advancing the kingdom every time we speak. Listen, that's how tight this thing is. Every time we speak, every time we decree and declare apostolic language, we are advancing kingdom. Understand that. This is how intense this warfare is in that exosphere.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m., and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.